The New York Times is reporting a settlement between Stephen Ratner, President Obama's former car czar, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The settlement is over kickbacks involving the New York State Pension Fund. News is that Ratner will accept a multi-year ban from the securities industry. He will also pay a fine of about $5 million. New York Times reporter Peter Lattman is covering the story. And Peter, this is a pretty convoluted case. Why don't you talk us through what Stephen Ratner is agreeing to settle here?
Sure. So Mr. Ratner's settlement is related to conduct in getting investments from the New York State Pension Fund, which is one of the largest pension funds in the nation with about $125 billion. So Ratner, along with a handful of other investment firms, had been accused of basically engaging in corrupt conduct, making kickback payments to political officials to secure investments in business from the state. And Ratner is probably the highest profile investment manager to be ensnared by this investigation, which has been conducted by not only the SEC, as you mentioned, but also the New York State Attorney General.
Right. And this pension scandal recently also brought a guilty plea from the former New York State Comptroller, Allen Hevesy.
That's right. So there's been, I believe, 7 guilty pleas in the case and millions of dollars of fees. I mean, let's not forget, Ratner is not the only private equity investor, big money manager to, have gotten caught up in this thing. There's Carlyle Group, which is a very prominent Washington, D.C.-based private equity firm, and there's another firm up here called Riverstone. So Ratner's, although he's the highest profile, this has been a wide-ranging investigation that's about 3 years old now.
Let's talk a little bit more, Peter, about Stephen Ratner. He is a big Democratic donor, an advisor to New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, also has written a new book on the auto industry.
That's right. So he just published a book about his experiences as the car czar called Overhaul. And last night in New York City at the Four Seasons restaurant, there was a book party hosted by Mayor Bloomberg in which, the most powerful New York elite in the world of media and Wall Street came out to celebrate Ratner. And you had everyone from Bob Rubin, the former Treasury Secretary, to Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan. They were all there, and Ratner spoke, and it was quite a fancy and well-attended party. And then the next day, he's engaged in these settlement talks, and he's reached a deal with the SEC. So it's all kind of surreal.
And the deal with the SEC doesn't end it, right, for Stephen Ratner. There would still be an investigation by New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo.
That's right. So our understanding is the talks with the Attorney General are ongoing, and they might reach a settlement soon. All we know for now is that the settlement has been struck with the SEC, but yes, the conversations with Attorney General Cuomo's office are still taking place, and it's unclear how those are going to shake out.
Okay. New York Times reporter Peter Lattman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Lattman with the news that Stephen Ratner, President Obama's former car czar, has reached a deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission involving kickbacks to the New York State Pension Fund. He will be banned from the securities industry for multiple years and pay a fine of about $5 million.